We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doug Deacon, Browns radio analyst. Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Deke, how are you?
I'm doing fine, especially after yesterday, and especially after the fact I didn't have to sit in the stands. God bless those people that sat through that game in that rain.
Yeah, well, you're right. The rain yesterday, the last three games, the weather's been terrible. Weather will be better in Jacksonville, but before we move ahead, Deke, it was a good win, right? And I thought – I was really impressed, I got to say, with the defense because I was scared. You know, the defense has been pretty bad. Last 2 weeks – they've been better, but it was, you know, with a lot of wind in their favor. But with no Myles Garrett to get that, I know the Eagles' O-line stinks, but to get that kind of pass rush without Myles Garrett, I thought it was Vernon's best game as a Brown. I thought the defense overall played really well.
Yeah, and without a doubt. And, you know, ironically, the couple times that, you know, Myles was out for a while the game before, you know, Vernon had a couple sacks in that game, too. So you would think that when they were both there is when he'd, you know, have the big day. But, you know, I know Vernon stepped up big time. And when your defense puts 9 points on the board for you, that's a big plus.
Deke, what's up with Carson Wentz, man? This guy looks like one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen. And for somebody who was, a season or two ago, like in the MVP conversation, what the heck happened to this guy?
Well, I think, you know, one thing is, you know, he's had a couple operations. You know, he's got hurt and he hasn't been able to finish seasons. But the other part of it is, you know, you just mentioned the offensive line not being very good. I think they've given up probably more sacks, if not than anybody. I think they're in the top three. And then you throw in, you know, in the draft they went out and they wanted speed, you know, at the wide receiver position. But they got a bunch of young kids there. And, you know, I just don't think that, you know, he's got the surrounding pieces that, you know, are going to help him. But with that said, you know, he also holds on to the ball way too long.
Yeah, he does. We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst, about the Browns' victory yesterday as they defeat the Philadelphia Eagles. And it was a big game, Deke, because now, I mean, you should beat the Giants, the Jets, and Jacksonville. Certainly no guarantee, but the Jets and Jacksonville, it's the two worst teams in football. And the Giants not far beyond. That would get you to 10. That might be enough. And then, you know, maybe you got to win one of the other three. But those other three games will be a big challenge. So that was a huge game yesterday.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And I think, you know, and if you can get double-digit wins, that's a big improvement over, you know, where we've been in the years past. And, you know, this team is finding ways to win. I mean, they are the only team with a winning record that has given up more points than they've scored. So, you know, they've done a nice job of just, you know, finding ways to getting the job done. And, you know, winning the turnover battle is always a big plus, and they were plus two yesterday.
Deke, how do you think Baker Mayfield is playing this season, or certainly the last few games? I mean, I know that the weather has been a factor. They haven't asked him to do that much, but I'm just curious to kind of where what your thoughts are with Baker.
I'm not sure. You know, I was a little surprised with the way they were, you know, the stuff in the box there early on, and we were having trouble running, that we didn't have a little more success in the passing game. But, you know, with the conditions the way they were, you really don't know. But, you know, I think, you know, what they've done is they've kind of toned down his role in the offense. And, you know, what they did yesterday, just continuing to run the ball, even though they had success, reminded me a lot of what Kyle Shanahan used to do when he was here. I mean, he'd run the ball and get you back in the football game. And, you know, a lot of teams can't do that. But I think, you know, that's, you know, obviously the strength of this offense, and it's built around that.
Yeah, and they weren't running it particularly well in the first half, but you're right. He stuck with it, and then Nick Chubb has that big, huge run, and, you know, Kareem Hunt, you know, didn't have a great game overall, had the touchdown run, and they stick with it because they know you could, even though Philly played well on the D-line for a lot of the game, they wore him down eventually.
Yeah, and, that's the big thing. I mean, you know, a lot of teams would, you know, board it, you know, after having no success early on and just get pass happy. But I give Kevin Stefanski a lot of credit. I mean, he knew that was the strength of the offense, and he just kept dialing them up.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deacon, get back to Baker for a minute. Like, you know, I've been critical of Baker, and maybe I'm a little tough on him. People call me a hater. I'm not a hater. The guy was drafted first overall. I expect him to be a really good quarterback, and I just think he's left a lot to be desired. Yeah, they haven't asked him to do much, but, you know, he played so well as a rookie. He's got so much talent around him. I don't think it's wrong of me to expect more. I'm not saying he's terrible or a bust. I'm just saying I expected him to be really a good quarterback, and I think he's just kind of average at this point.
Well, and I think, you know, the one thing we've noticed is, you know, he has more success when the bootlegs. You know, he sees
no
the
doubt.
Field better.
Yep.
And, you know, you watch a Drew Brees, you know, same, you know, height probably. But, you know, he seems to drop back a little bit deeper so he can see the field. And I think sometimes, you know, we get out of the shotgun all the time where, you know, I just think that, you know, there's a lot of tall people in front of him. And I think, you know, he has trouble locating people sometimes.
Yeah.
Doug, what are your thoughts on the ground attack yesterday and the fact that Coach Stefanski stuck with it, even though they were kind of getting shut down a little bit early in the first half of the game?
Well, I think, you know, we just said, you know, he played to the strength of this, you know, team. I mean, this is a run team. And I think, you know, one of the things yesterday, you know, no Odell Beckham, so you didn't have that guy that could really stretch the field. But I guess the thing that's been kind of surprising is, you know, the lack of the tight ends in the offense, because we always heard that, you know, he was a big in a tight end offense. And, you know, the tight ends have caught a few balls, but, you know, they've not been featured at all.
Yeah, I'm with you there. What do you think about this week's game against Jacksonville? Not having Myles Garrett in the lineup, how much do you think that factors in? This week was surprising because obviously the defensive line played so well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, when you find different ways to win and you get that confidence, I think, you know, you bring a little swag to the game. And I think, you know, just watching the game tapes or whatever today, they could sit there and say, you know, hey, geez, we do this, you know, look what we can do. And I think the defense needed to get pumped up a little bit. I think, you know, they've been beaten down here a few times, and I just think that, you know, all of a sudden – they realize, you know, they can be the difference maker. It doesn't have to be the offense.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. So, Deacon, the first time they've had this good a record since they were 8-2 in 94. But, you know, we just talked about it. They got to find a way to seal the deal here. If you had to predict now, are you confident they will get to at least 10, if not 11 wins?
I think 10 wins. I think definitely they can get to 10 wins. Although the Giants seem to be coming on a little bit, but I mean, you got to just take this game this week against Jacksonville and just worry about that one, because when you start looking ahead in the schedule and say, you know, yeah, well, we can get, then you're not paying enough attention to, you know, this week's game.
Are you concerned at all that Myles Garrett's going to miss another game, like that maybe he's got really bad symptoms or something? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's obviously a concern, but I guess the key is, what was the reporting date of, you know, when they declared that he had it?
Right.
Because, you know, they said he was sick for a couple of days and he just stayed home. Then all of a sudden it came out that he had coronavirus. So I'm not sure when the starting time was for, you know, acknowledging that he had it.
Deke, when you look at this division with Baltimore and Pittsburgh obviously at the front of it, and now Cincinnati losing Joe Burrow, how do you see this thing shaken out, and certainly with Baltimore as they drop another one to Tennessee yesterday?
Well, you know, the thing about Baltimore, when we beat them last year over there, they didn't have that Brandon Williams and up front, and that makes a big difference in their defense. And they didn't have him yesterday, and they didn't have Calais Campbell yesterday. You know, I don't think they're as deep as some of the other teams. You know, the Steelers, they can just, you know, roll out guys in yellow helmets and away they go. But, you know, Baltimore, I think, you know, on the defensive side, you know, if they don't have those horses up front, that defense struggles.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what the Steelers are doing this year, right? I mean, to be 10-0, and they haven't played – it's not like they play great every week. There's been a lot of close games. But, man, that front, they just know how to – they sniff a win and they find it most of the time.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about a minute ago. You know, yeah. The Browns are finding ways to win. I mean –
they're doing it finally.
Yeah, and it's just it's infectious. And then all of a sudden you get that, you know, confidence in, you know, somebody's going to step up and make a play, and you know, you start playing more like a team. I mean, you know, when you start believing in the guy next to you, that's a big asset to you.
We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deacon, the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Deke, Donovan Peoples-Jones. I was saying this to Dustin before. He makes you nervous every time he catches a return, right? I feel like he's going to fumble every time. However, like, I was watching the game yesterday, and I'm like, I see something with this guy. He's like an untapped piece of clay that's, like, very rough around the edges, very raw, but I feel like there's a lot of potential there to be a special type of return man. I don't know if that's possible to do in this day and age in the NFL, but do you see that too, or am I nuts?
Well, no, I think he's got a skill set. I just think that, you know, unfortunately, he wasn't utilized to his potential up at Michigan, and he came out as a five-star recruit, one of the top recruits out of high school. Yeah. But you know, it's one of those things. And you know, the pro game is, you know, so much faster and everything. And you know, the things that you can do in college, all of a sudden, you know, these guys can run with you, and you get away with it because in college it's just, you know, who's faster or whatever.
Right.
But you know, when everybody's that fast, then you know, all of a sudden you got to be more disciplined in regards to what the concepts are.
Dee, going back to Nick Chubb, how about that stiff arm on that long run?
Wow. Yeah.
Was that amazing?
That kid is special. I mean, and you know, we, like you said, you know, Kareem didn't have a good day, but boy, it wasn't for lack of effort. You know, on that touchdown run, I mean, he hopped over one, and you know, he just, that's a nice 1-2 punch to have.
Do you know Nick Chubb very well, Deke, at all?
Not really. You know, he doesn't say much. You know, you just, hey, how you doing, Nick? And he goes, hi. You know, I actually have talked probably more to his father. I met his father outside of a stadium one time, and I saw this guy had a Nick Chubb jersey on, and I walked over and I said, are you a fan of Nick Chubb? He said, well, I'm his father. And I said, I guess you are. And we started chatting, and you know, the thing that he said, to me, I always remember, he says, Nick doesn't care about stats. All he wants to do is win. And I thought, well, yeah, you know, a lot of guys' dads say that about their sons. But then watching Nick Chubb play, he knows his son very well.
I know teams don't like to spend a ton of money on running backs, and I know they paid Kareem Hunt, not huge money. I think Nick Chubb, we talked about this last week, Deke. Like, not only is he a great running back, I just feel like he's the heart and soul of the offense. And he plays with that offensive lineman mentality. You talked about the unselfishness. A lot of guys you hear say don't care about stats, and maybe you don't believe it. With him, you do. Seems like a great human being by all accounts. I think it would be a huge mistake to let Nick Chubb walk at the end of next year.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you talk about a leader by example. I mean, he's not a vocal leader. He just goes out, and he's a professional that plays football. He's not a professional football player, and there's a big difference in the two.
Yeah, 100% right. All right, Deke, good stuff, man. What are you watching on TV these days? Anything interesting?
I'm still on that Chicago PD.
Gotta get to Fargo. You not watching Fargo?
No, I haven't got Fargo. No, I is that on Netflix?
It's on FX, actually. It's the fourth season right now.
I'll have to
check it out.
Give that a try.
All right, man.
Good talking, guys.
Doug
Deacon. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Same to you. Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Always great to chat with him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.